1888.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of course, we want to give a shout out to Hampton Inn out of Madison West, Wisconsin. This week, friends, we have been in 17 states. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm about to tell you, we're broadcasting live, again, out of Madison, Wisconsin, the Hampton Inn. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. You know her as the pretty little princess. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. Just uploaded some pictures for you just a couple of minutes ago as to where we've been, what we have been doing on this tour. If we're not at John Adams' house, we're doing a college in South Carolina or a high school in South Carolina. If we're not doing that, then we're at Liberty University in Virginia doing college courses there. We did three of them yesterday. Steph will share that with you in just a couple of minutes. Again, if you'd like to see some of those pictures, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You'll notice some transitional changes going on as well, pictures, so on and so forth. You'll also see that on sonsoflibertyradio.com coming up in just a couple weeks here as well. So anyways, folks, phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to check me out on my personal page on Facebook, that is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, friends, you know us as the Sons of Liberty. Those that are doing and not just talking. We are turning talk radio into do radio, and this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And as you mentioned, we have been in 17 states on this tour. We actually were talking about this. I think we spent just about as much time in the car as we have outside of the car. In fact, we've been driving all night long and all day long so far, and we still have about 5 to 6 hours left to go, but you are so important to us out there, Sons of Liberty listeners, that we wanted to stop and make sure that we do the radio program. So we'll get to where we've been here in just a moment, but before we do, I want to highlight our product of the week. We've got one more day after today as we highlight this product, and then we'll be on to something new. Again, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week, and in honor of Veterans Day, which is on Monday, of course, we celebrate Veterans Day every day around here at the Sons of Liberty. We wanted to shout out to the latest release from Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the nation by HM Magazine. And as I explained to the students at the school, you might say, well, why was it second best unsigned band? Why was it unsigned? Well, the reason why we didn't sign is because we wanted to say no to the label and say, listen, we're going to trust God. We're going to go in the schools because we did not want the dictatorship that went along with, you know, them telling us where we could go, what we could do, what we could say, what we couldn't say. We wanted to trust God, and that's exactly what we've done, and the Lord has been faithful. So the price features 13 rockin' tunes. It's a two-disc set. Also contains new and updated messages that honor our veterans and challenge us all to make a difference in America. So if you'd like to order, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call it 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And our monthly sponsors, those Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week, which makes it a discounted for you. So it's a special rate. But as you mentioned and as we've been talking about, we have been on the road. We have had a great tour. We've been gone now for just about 10 days. I got to look and see. Okay, yeah, 9 days as of today. But we did Morningstar University. Perhaps our listeners have heard of Rick Joyner before. But we did his university. We also did his high school. So we were at the university on Tuesday, high school on Wednesday, and then we did Liberty University, which was outstanding yesterday. We did 3 different sessions with them. Just stay with us on Facebook to see the updates, as Bradley mentioned, the pictures. We had some great responses, but usually when we go places, there's always a few people that kind of stick out in your mind.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was the girl that stood up at the first college we did in South Carolina. What were you thinking?
The first girl? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, she didn't stand out my mind in a highlighted way. But I had, like 3 different things, you know, that kind of stuck out in my mind. One was we did a high school at Rick Joyner's High School, and we had this little 12-year-old girl, Alana. She was a 7th grader.
Yep.
And, of course, you're talking about making a difference in America and standing for the truth and all these good things and abortion, all these topics. It's just getting their thinkers going. And she's 12 years old. We're talking with her afterwards, she goes, I want to be a politician. Mm-hmm. And I kind of corrected her. I said, you mean a stateswoman?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah. And then she thought a second. She's like, no, I want to be president. She's like, you know, I can think of some good changes that I could make in America.
She was dead serious.
So she's thinking. Her mind started going, and she's starting to think a little bit about these things. And it's interesting how, you know, these younger people, they're thinking, yeah, I want to be president because I know how I could change America. She sees what's wrong clearly, and she knows what we could do to make some changes. Mm-hmm. So it's just the fruit of,
well, she knows she has to make a change because they realize that everything that's going on in this country right now is falling back to their responsibility because they see, for the most part, the masses at large are allowing this administration to continuously roll over the United States Constitution. So they are literally responding to the message in such a way where they're standing up and saying, okay, what do I do? I've had students ask me, what do I do? Or how do I do it? Or where do I do it? Even some in the college yesterday that we did this law school in Liberty University, she even said, there were so many things that were cleared up today. Now I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
And that's great. So some people got, you know, their windshields cleaned off. They can see the road clearly in front of them. Without any obstructions or obstacles. And there's others that are still trying to figure out what they need to do. And then it's sad when you see some of these students literally with water in their eyes will look at you and say, well, what am I supposed to do about what's going on? A case in point, let's go back to the college. We had one military young man. He was probably about 22, 23 years old. Maybe he was 21, I'm sorry. And he just said, well, what am I supposed to do? I said, listen, you are doing it already. You're doing your part. Now let the American people do theirs as well because we're in this together, my friend.
He was one that actually stuck out to me that I wanted to bring up, too, because you were actually doing the class, sitting down. At the end, you opened it up for some questions. And he said, you know, I'm serving in the military. You know, I'm going to school. He actually wants to be a police officer, so he's doing this and that. And the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the question he asks is, what more can I do?
Yeah.
It wasn't, I think I'm doing my job here, and
that's
I really
right.
don't need to hear what you have to say. It was like, he wanted to serve more. It brought tears in my eyes because, like, wow, what a heart to say, I'm already sacrificing myself, but what more can I do?
That's a true call of God.
Amen.
Because if you look in Scripture, you can see Paul strove in the grace that was given unto him. And what you'll see is a reoccurring theme with men that are really called of God because they're saying that I haven't done enough. And you're looking at him and saying, hey, dude, why don't you take a quick break? And he's saying, no, I don't have time to take a break. I have to get up and I have to do more. I have to make up for the lack of my fellow brethren that are sitting back and doing a whole lot of nothing. Matter of fact, one of the students even said that. Where are my brothers?
Yep.
Where are my patriot brothers?
My countrymen, he
says,
for the lack of countrymen. And it's kind of disheartening, but you also got to say, listen, God never used a majority to prevail. He always used a small minority. One man with God is the majority, so take heart.
John Knox said that. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn in Madison, West Wisconsin. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. Do check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Over the next week, week and a half, there are going to be uploads of pictures on a, well, bi-daily basis. We'll be right.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
All right.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we were just on the East Coast. We actually have driven through 17 states over the last 10 days. We're just kind of giving you details as to what transpired over the last 10 days. But, you know, one of the things that really stood out to us is when we seen the Declaration of Independence, if you'll notice that John Hancock's, his writing was very large on that document, wasn't it? And it was there for the purpose that he wanted to make sure that King George didn't have to put on his sunglasses to go ahead and take a look at it.
His eyeglasses.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I'm being funny, right? But listen to what John Hancock said, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which God gave, which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us." That's the History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229.
You know, and we were actually talking with the dean of the School of Government there at Liberty University yesterday.
Sean Akers.
Yeah, and what he said was, you know, when you signed your name on that, you were signing your death certificate, basically.
Totally.
So for him to be the first one to do that and to be so bold, that's exactly the kind of men, as that quote goes, you know, cowards did not establish
America. I mean, can you just
America.
See all these 55 signers around John Hancock just saying, oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, seriously.
And he goes, oh, yes, I did.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The cowards did not.
And you see me? I made it real big so you can see it, so everybody can see it. And Mr. King, Tyrant King George out there, he don't even have to put on his sunglasses.
That's right. Yes, no cowards there, that's for sure. But as we were talking about some of the responses that we received, another one that stuck out in my mind was, his name was Mike Littlejohn. His last name was actually Little John, which is kind of cool. I should ask if you ever saw Robin Hood before. But basically, he was a Bible instructor.
Obama Hood, you mean? Take from
the rich,
have,
and give to
the have-nots.
That's exactly right, yeah. But anyway, his name was Mike. He was the Bible instructor / coordinator for certain grade levels, teaching them the Bible, their instructions, so on and so forth. And what he was saying to me, I noticed that he was just locked in. I could hear him saying when you were asking questions, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, he was responding. He was locked in the whole time. I talked with him afterwards, and he said it was like I could see where you were using like a sledgehammer, where you were just drilling into their brains, basically, is what he was in their minds. Where sometimes you had to come across where you'd really need to get this through their thick skulls.
Well, Smith Wigglesworth said, if you want to do something for God, you got to first get people's attention. Folks, you need to look at these pictures, and you tell me if these kids are locked in.
Oh, they're
because
so locked
only the
in.
Holy Ghost can do that.
That's right. And the response is overwhelming. But and then he said, and then you came along with a scalpel. So it's kind of like, you know, you're doing what you need to do. You're breaking up the rocks of the heart, and you're coming through there with, you know, the scalpel at the end, kind of sewing things up and just doing that kind of surgery. It was very nice. He got the MyWar documentary series. I said, well, that's great, good gold nuggets, because you got, you know, a seven-minute increment of this, power punches. But that was another one that stuck out in my mind. And Elizabeth, as you were mentioning, too, she was from Liberty University yesterday. I talked with her a little bit, and she said, you know, she had a paper to do and a paper to write, but she felt that the Lord was leading her to come. So after you spoke at her class in the afternoon, she came to the main event there at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And what she was saying was she got clarity. She was praying to the Lord for answers. And she goes, and I got my answers today, basically. I got my clarity that I needed.
Yeah.
And like you said, only the Holy Ghost can do that. You don't know where she's at, what she's thinking. You're ministering, you're giving the message, and she's finding hope. And it was interesting, too, because the people that were there, you could tell they're the ones that were really serious. You know, the ones that go the extra mile, they're there not because they have to be there, but because they want to be there, because they really care. In fact, that guy that you were talking about who said, what can I do to serve more?
Yeah.
He came again.
Jesus said, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. And it's interesting, oftentimes what will happen is we can have a classroom, and you'll just kind of go through it, and we can go through, you know, two and a half hours sometimes during the program. And some people just kind of get bored, and you probably get maybe one or two. If they leave, by the way, that doesn't happen very often, but if they up and leave, you got to keep in mind that Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no partaking with me. And if you remember rightly, in John 6, it was the disciples that were following Jesus, and Jesus looked at them and said, does this offend you? And many walked with him no more.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at Peter, and he said to Peter, will you also go? And Peter looked up at him, and he said, whom shall we go to? You have the words of eternal life. So there's those that are called, and there's those that are there because it's a good idea, they're do-gooders, so on and so forth.
Right.
But you always know who the real deals are, because you see that they will go the extra mile, and they always do go the extra mile. By the way, when you were talking about that man that was identifying prophetically what was going on during the classroom, talking about the sledgehammer, we need to keep in mind, in Jeremiah 23, it says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You got to keep in mind that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. And what does he do? He's a swift witness unto all men who are sin, unto judgment. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. You don't give medicine to a man that doesn't believe he's sick. Only when he realizes that he's sick do you turn and then administer the grace.
Yep, they that are whole need not a physician, the Bible talks
about. That's right.
That's right. And in fact, we were going from the one class to another. We had time frames where we had 10 minutes, you know, or 5 minutes to get from this slot to that slot. And in the elevator,
it flew. I mean, that we didn't leave until 8 o'clock that night. And I walked. We got there in the morning. And when we left, I said, it's night already. And I did not realize that I was going literally from one class to another class. And I was really honored that I had these guys, 60 and 65 years old, welcoming me into.
It was very cool.
You know, the last teacher, as a matter of fact, the second to the last one, he said, this guy's probably going to be able to, you know, basically adapt. And you're going to understand more because he's from your generation and all this other stuff. And I'm just thinking, that was really a humble thing for him to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really was.
It was
a really cool thing that the older people are beginning to understand that they need guys like me to talk to their younger people.
Yep.
Because they need to see that if God can use a guy like me to get the job done, well, they certainly can use them to get the job done.
And that was Sean Ackers. That's what he was saying when we actually spoke with him. He said, if you could kind of tell me, you know, more how to reach out, because you can do something basically that we can't do, in the sense of you look a certain way, you've got a power-packed message. You know, this is a message that's taken you, 14 years, the price message, to complete. In fact, we had some people say, do you have your PowerPoint presentation, like, where we could get that and incorporate that? Because the message, it's kind of like what you say with drumming. Take a little bit from everybody and make it your own. Same thing with the messages. You've learned stuff from here and there and your own experience and your own study and so on and so forth, and put it all together in this package presentation that by the end of it, people's hearts are just converted. You know, it's interesting because just to give an example of hearts being converted, usually when we go into schools, we'll say, how many of you know your Constitution, your founding documents? They'll start chuckling. They'll laugh. A few of them, you know, not even a few of them. Most, no one will raise their hand if they know their Constitution. Mm-hmm. Well, what we tell them then is if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Mm-hmm. So in the very beginning, where they think it's funny, by the end of it, you say, let's go to Arlington and party away after you show them the price and the sacrifice. Yeah. What would you do if I said, let's go have a big party at Arlington and desecrate their graves and all that stuff? And they'll say, well, rip your head off. It's like, well, now you're learning something. And in fact, Elizabeth,
I pushed him yesterday to get an answer out of him. I'm saying to him, what would you do? By the way, this is a law school. They all knew that we were a constitutional republic. This Liberty University is second to none in the United States. They have one of the hottest law firms in the United States, and they're not to be played with because they know their stuff and they get the job done. And in saying that, to ask the students at the very end, you know, what would you do if I said, let's desecrate the memories of those? I had to push them, and I was, come on, guys. I'm talking about this. I'm not talking about a third world country back in the 50s. I'm talking about yours in 2013. We're not talking about a thing of the past anymore. We're not talking about something that doesn't, you know, really have anything to do with it. Folks, we have everything in the world to do with what's going on today. And what was going back on in the 50s and the 60s is no longer a thing of the past or a thing of the third country, you know, third world countries that those people deal with. No, we are dealing with this in the United States of America today, as you can well see. So in saying that, I pushed the students and pushed them. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? And then finally, one of the kids responded to me.
Yeah.
And he said, what did he say?
I don't even remember. Basically, you know,
you're
I would deal with you.
That.
I would deal with you.
Yeah,
oh, no, I think he said I'd kill you, in fact.
Oh, that's right.
I think it kind of shocked me a little bit that he said that.
That's right.
He was a very conservative, you know, suit and tie kind of guy. But it's interesting, too. Elizabeth, the one that we were talking about, going back to her, when she said that clarity came on, she found clarity, she was praying to the Lord, so on and so forth. And her dad, I guess, is in the service. He's in the military. Yep. And when she was younger, I believe 12 years old, he sat her down and he said, do you know the Bill of Rights? And she said, well, I know of the Bill of Rights. And he said, well, why do I fight? And she said, at 12 years old, for me, he said, those rights? He said, I fight for those rights.
Yep.
So these are the things that some people are being taught, but most every child in America is not taught those sort of things.
Yeah, well, it's not
the opportunity.
The children haven't been taught because the older generation hasn't taught them.
That's right.
So we need to make sure everybody that listens to us that we're talking both to the young and to the old, because wisdom is justified by your children, and the reflection of the young goes back on the old, and if they don't know it, it's because the older generation didn't lay up for them to teach them to know the Constitution.
That's right. That's why we have a job to do it.
The Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to read a couple responses that we actually had on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This one was interesting. It was from a man named Andy who said, hi, Bradley. I just read your article and watched your videos. To say the least, I love you, man. And my wife thinks you're great, too. We do go to church with a younger pastor. It's kind of nice because older folks, he said, do not stir up the youth as much. I would like to give you my War DVDs. However, I want to tithe a small part of our monthly tithe to you and your church.
Cool.
I think you are worth it. Also hooked up with you on Facebook. God bless you and your family. So thank you, Andy. We appreciate that.
We're going to come right back, folks, and we're going to do a little detail as to is this Obamacare. Law students were saying, Bradley, what would you do? I'd say, I wouldn't do anything because he doesn't have a lawful right to do it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan, begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned 3 world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen 2 world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Just kind of scrolling over what we have been doing over the last 10 days. 17 states. We're broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn, Madison West, Wisconsin right now on our way back home. On Tuesday, we're going to be back out in D.C. with the Reclaim America. We're going to be doing that event with tons of speakers. As a matter of fact, Steph, while you're rolling this out, I'll get some information for the listeners really quick.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, we're actually going to get back, and then Bradley's going out again to speak at that Reclaim America, which will be very exciting. They're expecting a lot of people at that. But before we do, just to say that, you know, the Sons of Liberty, we are turning talk radio into do radio, as we always say, and we have been out there, boy, doing this stuff for the past 10 days. And as we're going out and we're on the road, we need the support of our listeners. Monthly donors and monthly supporters of the Sons of Liberty are really the base and the foundation of what we do. Everything that we are able to do kind of catapults from that foundation. So for those of you who are listening who do support us, your sons and daughters of liberty, we sincerely want to say thank you, because without you, we could not do what we could do. We could not reach out. But for those of you who have listened to the broadcast and you have enjoyed it and you thought, yeah, I really like this ministry, now's the time to jump on board as a monthly sponsor. If you can do so, anything that you could do, we would greatly appreciate. If you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And our monthly program is really set up for those people who feel comfortable with a certain amount that they can do on a consistent basis. As I mentioned, it's the foundation that we catapult off of. And I can tell you, in about 10 days worth of travel, we are not in for this for the money. We are not in this for the rest and relaxation.
If we told some of the people how much we made off this trip, they'd say, what are you guys doing?
Keep in mind, we are going to high school students. We are going to university students. You know, they're not the ones with the cash in the bank, so to speak. But you know what? They're the generation that needs to be reached. And as we've said, less than half of 1% goes to the youth. Well, listen, the youth are our future. If we don't reach the youth, someone's going to reach them, and it's probably not going to be for the good. So we're out there doing what we need to do, reaching the younger generation in a way like nobody can because of the uniqueness of this ministry. And if you want to get behind a ministry that's really doing what needs to be done, giving the answers, not the problems, and out there fighting literally day and night for this generation with the opposition and persecution that comes straight along with it, please do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty. Again, you can go to 1-866-233-0747 to call. If you'd like to go online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're in the bottom right-hand corner. It's a donate button in red, white, and blue, the colors of our great nation. You can go ahead and click that button, and please do make a donation. We appreciate sincerely all of your support.
Reclaim America will be November 19th in Washington, D.C., right across from the White House. Again, it's called Reclaim America. It's led up by Larry Klayman. Some of the speakers that are going to be there, I got a list of them right in front of me right now. Larry Klayman, Alan Keyes, Joseph Farah from WND, Bob Barr, Roger Arnoff, Admiral James A. Lyons, Major General Paul E. Valley, Larry Ward, Floyd Brown from Western Journalism, Terry Linnell, Pamela Geller from Jihad Watch, Joe Kaufman, Robert Spencer, Vincent Forez, Bradley Dean, yours truly, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, Blenda B., Zeta Andrews, I believe she's responsible for the 2 million truckers that were just in D.C., Chris Hall, Charles Strange, Dan Johnson, J.B. Schaffner, Sheriff Richard Mack's going to be there.
That's
That is going to be a kick
Sheriff
in the
Mack.
Pants. Yes. Brooke McGowan. And, again, Larry Klayman will end the events, and then we're going to talk about the victims of the administration. Again, this is called Reclaim America. It will be November 19th in Washington, D.C. So we are literally driving back 24 hours.
Wouldn't it be nice
from
if it was
yesterday,
tomorrow?
We have been going full bore. We have not stopped. We have not stayed in a hotel. We are broadcasting live again out of the Hampton Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. And we don't get to sleep here, so we're going to keep driving on. We got about 5 hours to go. And then on Monday, we're getting back into an airplane. We're coming all the way back to where we just came from in 3 hours, not 24. So, again, folks, please be there. There's going to be lots of people. They're expecting 50,000 at least, and they're anticipating in hopes of hundreds of thousands. We'll see what happens, friends. Again, we're just a part of the event. We were asked. We were actually posted before we knew we were even a part of the event, and we're just doing our best to accommodate. Aside of that, I want to go back to I did a radio program, an interview. I was interviewed by Steve Noble out of Charlotte, North Carolina this last week, and we were talking about the Obamacare. And he just said, Bradley, I want to get you on the radio, and I want you to kind of give your constitutional perspective. And that's all I have to do is dig up my foundations, namely my Constitution, which is right in front of me. And so we got on the radio for a half hour and just chopped it up. And he said, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lay it out there for you, and then I want you to respond. And so he kept going back and forth and back and forth. Well, I did that on Wednesday. And then yesterday, I went to the college, and I was having the law students ask me the same question. Bradley, what do you think of Obamacare? And I just want to lay this out really quick, friends. I want you to remember that you are a blood-bought nation in the natural. Lots of men and women fought blood and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States. Before they serve our country, they uphold their right hand, swearing to uphold the Constitution. Oh, by the way, not only the military, but also those that serve we the people. Very similar oaths. But in saying that, they raise up their right hand. They say, I swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies. That means both foreign and domestic. That means right here in your backyard. I first tell them that. Then I bring them over to Arlington Cemetery, and I'll tell them that there's a lot of men and women that are 6 feet under the ground with Christian crosses over the top of their heads that laid down and they sacrificed themselves to give us the opportunity to magnify the laws of the Constitutional Republic because they died in the process of doing that. They gave us a gift. They gave us the freedom, and we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So I went back to the students yesterday, as did I did Steve Noble in Charlotte, North Carolina on Wednesday, and I said to them, I said, hey, listen, let me ask you something. Was government put into a position to break the law? And of course, they have to say no. I then asked them, so those that serve we the people, we know that the Declaration of Independence tells us that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And we need to keep in mind, friends, government is a good institution. It's God ordained, Exodus 18:21. But God did not give those that represent we the people a right to break the law. Government does not have some sort of congressional immunity, friends, to go ahead and do whatever they want to do when they're in power, and then they are exempt from the consequences of breaking those laws of our constitutional republic. They do not have the right to do that. Then I went on and I said, just think about all of our veterans in this country. Many of them fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyranny that the American people are tolerating through this administration today. I want you to think about that. This administration represents why a lot of our boys and our girls are dead today. He is now in the White House, and so is his administration. Just a side note, Eric Holder, they're calling for his impeachment right now. It's about time. Look at the damage that this criminal has caused and brought forth in America. And let me tell you this, too. It needs to go much further than just impeachment. Once he's impeached, there needs to be civil charges brought against this criminal and his administration. If you'd like to see that, that's also posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Until you start calling these people for what they are, nothing is going to change. They are criminal. When someone, let's just go back to the common man, me or you, we break the law. That's called crime. And when we commit the crime, guess what? We have to pay the consequence. So do they. Okay? So I'm back at the law student, and I told him, I said, now let me ask you something. Does this administration have a right to break the law? They say no. And they know the law, friends. They really do know the law. And then I'll ask them the question, can you show me in the Constitution where this administration has derived its authority to implement something that's completely unlawful? Not only is it unlawful and illegal, but it's un-American in every sense of the word. Where does he have the right to do that? And they all look at me and they say, well, he doesn't have a right to do it. That's exactly right. So why are you debating over something that's illegal? Why are you debating? Why are the talking heads in the conservative movement, why are they caught up in this debate? Because if they can get you asking the wrong questions, friends, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? And they got you off on some field way out in the left debating about something that is taking place in your country that is not even lawful in any sense of the word. And let me ask you the question, who told you that? Who told you that Obamacare was lawful? Pelosi did. Reid did. Barack Hussein Obama did. They're trying to, through force, oppressive means, shove something down your throat that is completely unlawful. So why are you debating it, law students? Why are you debating it, listeners? And if you go to the Constitution of the United States, you can go to Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. Government does not have a right to go to those that work for the money that they have and steal their money from the haves and go give it to those that do not want to work, called the have-nots, and give them something for free on the backs of those that are willing to work. Remember what Jesus said, if they do not work, neither shall they eat. Oh, that's cruel and unkind. No, it's common sense. You work for something and then you tell me how you'll let others actually deal with what you bought and paid for. It's not government's right to go in and take money from those that work for their money and then give it to somebody else, and that's exactly what's going on. It's unlawful. It's illegal. He's attempting to come in by force through the IRS and tell you better pay, and if you don't, then there's going to be a fee. Folks, can you show me where that's lawful? If it's not lawful, then why are we talking about it? See how far they have gotten you? What they do is they take two steps forward and they back up one step. Well, the good news is this, friends. The numbers that I seen yesterday morning when I was reading Deuteronomy, in the lobby, there was a television up on the screen. There was only 35,000 people that actually went online and fell in line with this criminal administration. 35,000. Do the math. 312 million people in this country, and there was 35,000 that responded. Hey, friends, let me tell you something. This is how you do it. Do it. This is how you resist. It's illegal. So what are you talking about? And if it's illegal, he doesn't have a right to implement it, right? There is no implementation because it's unlawful and unconstitutional. So therefore, hey folks, live on. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Interestingly enough, friends, in Indiana, some lefties sentenced to prison for 2008 ballot fraud in Obama-Clinton primary. So they're going down. This is how they operate. You know what's interesting, too, friends, talking about Obamacare right now? I'm not debating. I'm just telling you what the law says. And the law says they don't have a right to implement it. And the only way that they can implement it is through force, and that's what they're going to attempt to do. You mark my words. Instead of trying to figure out what you need to do to comply with an illegal act called Obamacare, you might want to take the time, read the Constitution, your founding documents, and then begin to ask this administration where they've derived their authority to implement such a scheme. And a scheme, a Ponzi scheme it is. We need to put the questions where the questions belong. Not to the American people, but to the government. The purpose of government, friends, said Thomas Jefferson, is to ensure our rights, not to steal them away and hold a gun to our hand and our heads and tell us this is what we have to pay for or else. Does that sound American? No, it sure doesn't, Bradley, because it's not American. The government has no business telling what you have to buy. That's not what they've been put there for. They're there to represent you. And Obamacare clearly does not represent America. If there was a reason, in any sense of the word, to back up what or debate what Obamacare entails or encapsulates, that's a better word, then what we do is we would talk about the specifics in Obamacare. But what they keep finding out is just like, remember what Mrs. Stupefied one herself, Pelosi, said? We need to pass the bill and then read what's inside of it. No, of course, friends, these are these useful idiots that Vladimir Lenin was talking about. And I'm not saying that condescendingly. Reed is a useful idiot. And when you study communist history, what you'll see is the useful idiots were killed by the communists once they came to power. They were the first ones gone. They need the useful idiots, and they got plenty of them that represent you, the people, we the people, and they need to be removed lawfully. Obamacare. Bradley, what do you think about that? Well, let me ask you another question, friends. Hey, if you had so much support for Obamacare, because he never had it from the get-go, you know it, and I know it, and he knows it. Why was there only 35,000 people that went online to sign up for it? 312 million people, friends. Maybe this is why. Oh, I was also told by Steve Noble, my friend in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bradley, you should have seen the questions on Obamacare. He said they were quite intrusive. He said the last question they asked me, before he actually went in to sign up for anything, he just wanted to take it as far as he could before he actually, you know, had to sign in. They asked him if he wanted to vote. Maybe this is why the southern gates and our borders and the gates and the fences are pulled down, friends. Because, again, if he had all the support that you believed that he had, that the state-run media wants you to believe that he's got, then why does he need illegals, friends, to support? Because he's attempting to allure people over here to give them free health care. He's baiting them to come over here, friends. Because he does not have the support. Remember, one of the Saul Alinsky tactics was to make the enemy believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is, saith they. They don't have the numbers, friends. And they don't have the law on their side. Remember what I said last segment? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. As long as you're strung out on this Obamacare, friends, just keep in mind they don't have to give you the right answers. They already got you exactly where they want to bring you. It's time to turn around and say to the government, where have you derived your authority to put this upon us? They don't have it. End of story. Again, read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They do not have a right to take from the haves and give to the have-nots, say the Saul Alinsky students. They don't have the right. They don't have the authority. They don't have the power. Folks, yesterday, let me get over to another topic here. When I was at this law school, Liberty University, it was interesting that I looked at some of the quotes. They had all the presidents of the United States on the walls, and there were Christian quotes from each one of them. And you can tell when somebody really knows what they're talking about when it comes to Scripture, because it flows out of them and there's life in it. There's life on the words that they speak. Remember, the flesh profiteth nothing, but the Spirit quickeneth. Remember, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And I went all the way down and I seen from George Washington all the way to Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, the man does not know how to tell the truth. If I ever get the opportunity to call him a liar to his face, I will be more than happy to do it, friends. But I went all the way up to Harry Truman. And Harry Truman set the record straight in such a way that I could have sat down for 2 hours and tried to write out what he said, and I couldn't have said it better than the way that he said it. Listen to what he said about the foundations of our country. I also want you to remember this, that this president in 2008 said of this country that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. That's what he said, okay? So therefore, what does he have to attack? You can always know who your enemies are, friends, by what they attack. Listen to what Harry Truman said. He said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws, listen carefully, was given to Moses on the Mount. Bingo. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus 20 and St. Matthew 5 and from Isaiah 5 and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman back in the 50s. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Are you tracking with me, friends? Can I ask you something? I'm not a guy that likes to say I told you so. I don't like when people say that. But friends, since we have been on the radio, which has been over the last 13 years, prophetically, I have been nailing this and nailing this and nailing this and nailing this. Get back to your foundations. Get back to your foundations. Get back to your foundations. How do I do that? Get back to your God. Get back to your founding documents. Get back to your God. Get back to your founding documents. What did he just say? 13 years later, I have to see it up on the wall, exactly what's been coming out of my heart and my mouth over the last 13 years. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis, foundational basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. You know, the guy that said the buck stops here? If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Totalitarian government does exactly what this administration is attempting to do. They attempted to divide through the race card. They attempt to give special rights to people that don't have a right to rights because they are violating God's laws. God did not give them a right to break their law, break his laws. Totalitarianism is where they love to pull your hair and smack your face, and then they have the audacity to cry victim as they perpetuate the crimes. See, had you known who you were and where you came from, you would not be in this position today. Our posterity would not be in a position where they are subject to everything and protected from nothing. But see, our grandpas and our grandmas knew this. And we need to get back to it. You know, when I do these high schools and I do these colleges, it's not an easy thing for me to look at these young people when they come up to me and say, what am I supposed to do? I had one student in South Carolina just ask me, Bradley, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, take the broom and sweep off the top of your Bible and the top of your founding documents. Read the Bible first and let the two sciences run together, the Bible and your founding documents. And then I told him, I said, I want to tell you this too. It's not going to be easy. So if America, you're looking for an easy way out, there isn't one. There isn't an easy way out. But I want to tell you this too. It's not hard to fight for what you love. So folks, if you're tired of the rhetorical sound of circular reasoning and defeatism and would like to see resolve brought to your country, then simply study the past and stand up and fight. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, along with Stephanie Joe. We'll talk to you in 23.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.